Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Dickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in, we're not exactly on the due east wall right now. We're kind of in the southeast corner of our studio slash our daughter's bedroom here in our beanbag chairs is my lovely wife.
You're barely in the beanbag chair. You're laying on the floor.
I am very tired. I am bringing a very casual energy to this podcast.
Yes.
That voice right there, of course, is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to this episode where we got a lot to discuss. We're going to do some catch up on my wild weekend that was, as was your wild weekend that was.
Yeah.
We've got some listener, some backseater emails at the end. But in the meat, the thick meat, the steaks.
So thick.
That are thawing on the counter. that my dad just brought home for Vaughn's. The steaks that are thawing on the counter are today. We're here to talk about birthday parties for teenagers. Teenage birthday parties. When do you stop having them? What are they like?
Okay.
When was your last one? Should you still have them?
Yeah.
What's the meaning of life? All the things that, I mean, they're deep stuff. But
yeah.
Before we get into that, we do have a little bit of business. Do you want to give a special shout out to all of our patrons? We've had some recent signups. Thank you, everybody. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a very simple thing where you can give a little more to the podcast and get a little more for the podcast. So, at $5 a month, we get our sturdy and nerdy package where you can tier. There we go.
Yeah.
Where, you get access to the online forum. A sweet podcast sticker to show your backseat of pride, 10% discount code on merch, which there's some new merch coming, and early access to my YouTube content, which would means you the video that I posted today of some crowd work and a funny moment in Comedy Works in Denver, you would have seen that early. So at $10 a month, you get all of that, plus one video cameo greeting a year, and an invitation to our monthly Zoom hang with me, and theoretically Melissa, depending on her availability, and that's coming up. So for those of you, $10 up, May 16th, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we'll post the Zoom link. Just come hang out. We come and hang out for 45 minutes. We chat. Honestly, you guys do the majority of the talking because I like asking questions. At $25 a month, we have the Essential as Oils. That's free meet and greets at any of my live shows, a poster, a Nickerson Family Christmas card, and a podcast shout out at the end of every episode. And finally, at $100 a month, everyone, the only ones that I picked, all this stuff and a unique monthly gift from a thrift shop that I pick out and send to you. So we can do that. Also, have some upcoming shows.
Yes.
Headlining shows this weekend, May 7th, Friday, at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
In June, I'm going to be at Stand Up Live Phoenix. In July, we've got the Improv at Raleigh on the 7th, and then on the 11th, we're going to be at Zany's in Nashville, and on the 21st, we're going to be at the Helium Comedy Club in Philly. On the 23rd and 24th, we're going to be at the Comedy Loft in D.C. On the 29th, we're going to be in Sacramento. On the 30th, we're going to be at Three Disciples Brewing in Santa Rosa, California. Yes, we went to Wine Country and went to a brewery.
It's
a venue that we reckon that looks pretty good. Then we move on to August, and we've got Spokane Comedy Club on the 15th, and then we've got Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo on the 17th. Please come out to that. I don't know if I have any fans in Buffalo. If you are a fan in the Buffalo area and you're making it to that show, please let me know. And then on the 25th, the Comedy Club of Kansas City in
Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, there you go. And then we move on to September. We have Helium in Portland. Laughs Comedy Club is officially on sale in Seattle.
Woo!
Boom. 9, 10, and 11. We're doing a nice run of the Northwest then.
Okay.
Portland on the 9th, 10th and the 11th in Seattle, and Tacoma on the 12th. The 19th, we're in St. Louis. The 6th, we are in Indianapolis, Indiana. And
you went from September to October, correct?
I did, yeah. Those last ones there.
Yeah.
And all this at DustinNickerson.com shows. We also have announcing dates pretty soon in Oklahoma City and Irvine. And I think that'll be it.
Okay.
I think that, I don't know, what do you
think? What about, remember?
Oh, in San Diego. We'll do a local one here.
Nope. You and your co-headlining
friend. Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're going to do a run of Texas shows the earliest September, too. So, everybody, just, I think, I don't know. There's a lot of moving parts.
You're half asleep.
I am more like 80% asleep. I'm not asleep. My mind is active. My body is beat down. Well, okay, so I had a wild weekend, and I come home. We work out. Big flex. We work out. And then, you know, we get the new pull-up bar, which installing that my dad somehow actually happened.
It did.
It took the better part of 3 days to put a pull-up bar into our
patio,
onto our patio gazebo situation. Yeah, whatever it may be called.
Yeah.
That's up. And, and so I've been using that. And then, of course, Claire wanted to play on the trampoline. And I'm, you know, I woke up at what would be, you know, 5 a.m. your time.
Yeah.
After a wild run, so I'm a little beat down, but I have some 12-hour-old coffee here. Normally during this podcast,
I pounded mine.
Yeah, a little, you know, a little secret that you guys may or may not know about, but a lot of time Melissa and I are sucking down iced oat milk lattes during this time. Yeah. It's a little treat that we have to ourselves. also a big flex there. Those are $11 a drink.
Because we're idiots.
I had this thought today. Ready? This is going to be, I apologize to the listeners. I'm giving myself
some family business.
No, I'm giving myself full ADD permission here.
Okay.
Today. I'm not going to stay on topic.
Great.
I'm going to be.
This room's too dark for me.
I'm going to be all over the place right now.
Okay.
I was thinking about today because the Counting Crows came out with a new song. And I was thinking about, the Spotify does an amazing thing where, one, my album is available there, and two, they have a playlist where it is release radar, and it's like, hey, here are the artists that you like, and here are their new songs.
Uh-huh.
Sturgill's got a new song.
Nice.
Lumineer's got a new song.
I think I've heard that.
Damien does a duet song. I got emotional. I always cry on the road anyways. I legit went pretty hard cry on the road on Saturday because, you know, Hearts and Thoughts, they fade. Pearl Jam came on. I was out. Mm-hmm. But Counting Crows came on and I was like, okay, what's my favorite Counting Crows song? And I was thinking probably Holiday in Spain. Now, the most sentimental is, you know, Accidentally in Love because that was our wedding song when we walked down the aisle.
Not the prelude, whatever it's called. Yeah.
So, and then I had this thought, I was like, okay, so say we come into like a lump sum of money and we're like, okay, we're just going to say something. I get a sitcom, a book deal, something like that. I had this thought.
Okay.
Would you rather do like 2 Europe trips?
Okay.
Like maybe one, just the two of us.
Yeah.
And like one with the kids.
Okay.
Or own a house.
Oh gosh,
I mean, that is legitimately I think how
well
depending on what you're depending where you live,
like, that's a down payment, but not in San Diego.
No, that's not gonna pay for your house, but that can get you into a path. I don't even, it's like a made up, there's no number that matches, but
I'm just saying I don't think Europe is that expensive.
No,
makes sense.
I understand that they're not an apples to oranges thing.
Okay,
but say
you just had to choose.
You had to choose between
two Europe trips
or home ownership during excuse me.
Okay,
if you could provide for your your children's young years life, what do you think would you rather have for them? A house that you own or the Europe trips? If you could only choose one. So maybe take the money thing out.
Okay.
Two Europe trips or home ownership.
I'm
going
to go with the Europe trips.
I think it's a no-brainer for me.
Yeah.
I think it's an absolute no-brainer because you know what? Your kids don't care if you rent our own. They don't care at all.
Yeah, and especially where we live, we're not going to have like a rec room.
I mean, you know, we're in
it. Or like a home movie theater.
Right.
Or like
no, we have to go to Paris to get a, you know, some outside time for them to get them a little rec room time. No, but I think that you and I don't care one way or the other what you would choose on this. But I think that that's one way that you and I are like minded and that we would be like, you know what? I don't think that kids, as someone, you who grew up in mostly nice homes and me who grew up in one pretty low end home.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, we have no, neither of us feels any better or worse about our home than the other in our adult mm-hmm. life. Maybe at times you were like a little embarrassed by it or, you know, something like that. Like, but it's not, it's just not a huge deal in the scheme of things, mm-hmm. how nice your childhood home is.
This is what the articles say, that millennials are not, you know, jumping into home ownership like their parents, the boomers.
We don't have the money to.
Exactly.
But yeah,
there's still a majority of our friends and I'd say colleagues that they're like, get that home, you know?
I don't know how to classify majority.
But we are in San Diego, so it's just a different.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose
Idaho, Kansas, you know.
I think Oklahoma. That's the question of, like, if I were to be like, that would be like a good, like, premarital question.
That's a great, like, dinner party question.
Yeah, well, it might be a little intense if the people are, like, already married or, like, yeah. But, like, if you just want to be like, where are your priorities on this? Where would you go? Mm-hmm. Me, I would do 4 states in 4 days. Well, three states in 4 days, 4 big cities, and a bunch of traveling. Okay, this is why I'm so tired right now, and I'm just letting the brain.
Yeah.
Justin's brain go like a dog off the leash.
Okay. I wrote a bunch of notes down for a different topic.
My brain is a dog off the leash in a room full of bouncing tennis balls. It is. It is in a racquetball court of tennis balls that are just shot out of the little tennis ball machine.
Well, the bouncy balls, tiny. They're going everywhere.
The racquetball. Yeah, the blue ball. Yeah. And it might smack you in the back of the head. Somebody had that great joke. I love racquetball because racquetball is the only sport where you can simultaneously hit the ball and get hit in the back of the head with the ball.
Yeah. Terrifying.
So I'm just letting it roam free. You know, it's a free range mind today.
Okay.
Because on Thursday afternoon, got a decent sleep mm-hmm. here Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Thursday afternoon, I hop on a plane, fly to Dallas. Someone picks me up. I go to the hotel. I get some barbecue. I go and I perform at a conference, like a men's summit. Men's events for comics are traditionally bad. They're not bad. They're not great because there's a lot of grunting.
Yeah, there's restraint.
No. There's no restraint.
Oh, okay.
It's manliness.
But
it's
like
testosterone.
But not laughs.
Melissa, they had bull riding there, Melissa. Like
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. And
like the fake bull?
They rode bulls after the event.
Whoa.
They,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was, I mean, this is a big old event.
They weren't at a rodeo arena?
No, the rodeo came to them.
Oh my gosh.
They rode bulls.
That's such a bad idea.
I saw the bulls and I thought, and I said this from the stage, I should have charged more. I did not know that you had bulls money. And same. So then on Sunday, I'm doing this event, super nice church in Norman. Yeah. I was there last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I do like a Biden joke up top or something like that. And I make a joke like, I mean, what do I care? I've already got paid, you know, and I do that joke every once in a while. And then I look around, I was like, this is a nice church this check is going to clear.
Yeah.
And they all applauded, you know, because they're like, hey, we're doing pretty good here. But anyway, so I go and I do the men's, and they're like growling as I, and I was like, gosh, because I'm fairly subtle up there, especially at first.
Yes.
I start my sets, mm-hmm. every set, I start, thank you, that was overwhelming. It's how I start. It's a little thing for me. It kind of gets them to my energy and mood. Goes, okay, so I go there. Go back to the hotel, sleep, because I have a coffee in the morning with a comedy club owner, and then I do another session in the morning. Mm-hmm. I rush to the airport, get to the airport, fly to Detroit, get a rental car, drive 2 hours to Bryan, Ohio, do that set finish. I see Nate Bergetzi's in town in Toledo, which is on my way-ish back to Detroit. go check out his set, get dinner with him, get back to the hotel, sleep, wake up in the morning, fly to Houston, do a marriage event. So I'm back to Texas here.
Yeah.
Do a marriage event, go back to the hotel, get like 4 or 5 hours of sleep, get up in the morning, fly to Dallas, then to OKC, get to my hotel where I crash. I do have the weirdest 4 hours of midday mm-hmm. sleep, which is it's just always so weird, you know?
Yeah.
And do the event, come back, crash, fly home today. It was like 9 flights or 7 flights in 4 days, 4 hotel rooms, 4 different sets of rental cars, 6 sets. It was a lot. It was a lot. It was so much. I'm a little tired.
Yes.
I'm real tired because I try. Yeah. Well, and I try usually try and be real productive on the road, as you know, yeah. mm-hmm. but you know, at a certain point it's just like, hey man, I gotta make this money so we can do those 2 Europe trips.
Last night you were texting me like back at the hotel and working, and I was like, well, okay, I get it. What I get it.
I'd say like my only like weakness is that like I'm like a workaholic. It's not true. Anyways, so I'm quite tired, which yeah. means you're going to have to carry this podcast. You caught me up on a lot. We had some randos yeah. show up at our door on Friday yeah, or Thursday. That mm-hmm. was quick. They, yeah. What we've learned is that even though this is a nice house, we're very grateful to live where we are in a good neighborhood with good schools. The people who lived here before us, which would have been 10 years ago, long time. We've been in the same rental home for a while here. And they were a little sketch behind. There were people like living in the shed. They were running like an illegal gambling company out of here, right?
Yeah, all the wires.
Yeah, they were... which we have not gotten rid of.
No, we did.
Oh, we did. I did recently during Christmas, right?
For our neighbors.
Yeah. 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 Uh-huh.
So they have to stare at them from their deck.
So they show up. So I watched The Ring doorbell. Pretty entertaining. Yeah. It's a good show. Mm-hmm. I was very tense watching it.
They showed up at 9 on Thursday night.
Right.
And I was reading a story to Claire in our room. And so I like run into Don's room. And I'm like, you need to talk.
And he's asleep.
He's like half asleep. Yeah.
Right.
Poor guy. He doesn't even understand the Ring doorbell.
Yeah. Trying to explain that to him is a real challenge.
When you watch the video, you hear me talking to him.
Right. Like, I heard all
them,
that.
Tell them something. And then I did like, you have the wrong house. But she was out of prison and ready to get back in that room. That she was sure she had here.
Yeah.
So.
Which we think was the shit.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
It was a mess.
We thought Claire yeah. was going to go to kayaking. We knew she wouldn't. We thought maybe yeah. she would try something mm-hmm. new. And then we remembered that she is our youngest at the end of a yep. pandemic. Mm-hmm. She's been having a hard time with school.
Yeah.
And we're like, maybe a new activity. And then she got there, was all uh-huh. older kids, and she wasn't feeling that.
Well, Gloria set her up. Like, she carried both kayaks down to the shore mm-hmm. and she got a little knee pad and a paddle. And mm-hmm. I was like, there is no way she can kneel in a canoe.
Not
like,
a chance.
Lunge in a canoe
Not
and,
a chance.
And paddle it.
It was a really
she
nice
needs
idea.
To be on a stand-up paddle board with a coach.
Did we pay for that or no?
No, but they do summer in like, so we were kind of doing a test to see if she could do the summer program, like 5 mornings a week. And they just, right now, the kids are older. Mm-hmm. They don't have younger kids well, in the
that,
program.
That is a nice segue because...
So that was cute, but...
We do have 2 older yeah. kids, and mm-hmm. our son turns 14 next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is the year there's no birthday party.
Yeah.
And last mm-hmm. year, we kind of did a halfsie because we did a COVID drive-by. Mm-hmm. And it was a fun thing. It was a bit of an ordeal. Hadn't seen friends in a while.
It was the height of COVID.
It was. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so little did we know that was going to be the last one. But mm-hmm. this year, he kind of like, he didn't have a lot of enthusiasm. And, you know, people could go back and forth on when you should or shouldn't do them.
It's kind of like trick-or-treating.
Yeah, if your kid's not feeling it, why would you don't? Yeah.
We proposed like 6 ideas.
Yeah.
And none of them sounded good to him, and we were like, and then, well,
and we're like, well, why are we trying to do more work for more money?
Yeah,
if we don't have to. And then after four or five months of trying, gotta say this quiet in case they can hear it.
I don't think you should disclose this because it's gonna be out a week before his birthday.
Well, no,
he's
one's
getting a big gift.
No one's gonna tell him.
But what if they do?
Who's gonna tell him?
The internet.
Who's gonna tell him?
I don't know.
Joel, God, we finally, after a long time and a lot of effort, if you guys know Joel, like if you're one of Joel's friends listening to this, actually, I guess some.
Yeah, you shouldn't spoil it.
Okay, Joel got a big gift, and it's more money than we've ever spent on a gift, not counting his braces. And so we're like, and everybody's kind of chipping in on that, and we're like, well, party money should go towards that as well, you know, so it just kind of organically went away. Is that what you remember for you? When was your last birthday party?
I think I had one at 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I turned 14 in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I had just moved to Washington State.
Oh, great.
This is a good story. So I moved from small town North Texas to Washington State, Tacoma, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been there like 6 months.
Northeast Tacoma. It was a nice area town.
I've been there 6 months. I had a friend group. And I was like, well, there's this little theme park in our city, Wild Waves.
I didn't realize it was at Wild Waves.
So they have, they had a couple rides.
So this new girl comes to town
and
throws a Wild Waves party. Whew.
And like, then they have the water park.
Okay. Now, was this, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Was this like a Wild Waves party? Like you got like a party room? And stuff like that? Or was this more like, no, everyone get a ticket?
No. Okay, so my dad got some military tickets.
Yes.
And then I was like, this is perfect. And I said like, hey, bring $10 if you can. Which I would do.
So you're,
I would tell everyone to,
so you're 13,
to contribute.
14.
I know, I'm turning 13.
You're turning 13, giving everyone some real practical tips.
Yeah.
Don't forget sunscreen. You're gonna. It's a lot of.
You want to throw in a little for the ticket.
You're gonna need some coins so you can get a locker.
No, we always just hit our stuff.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean hit it?
Like on that hill, we would just hide our stuff. Like not, we just put it all together.
Oh my gosh.
I know. We never got lockers. Did you?
You either got lockers or you just didn't bring anything. Because that was like a thing.
I mean, we didn't have any money.
Yeah, because that, like, back in the day, you'd be
just
like.
Just our clothes.
Yeah, you would. I mean, I would just throw my t-shirt on the grass. Like,
yeah.
You know, nobody needs this no fear shirt.
And the towel.
Oh, man, this guy's got this stained Stussy shirt.
Yeah. So the real kicker was end of June in the Northwest is not nice. And
no, I mean, it's never nice in the Northwest.
No,
there's a month and a half.
So cloudy and overcast. So it was cold.
Yeah.
And I just moved from North Texas. So I was like, end of June, we'll be golden.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cold water park day.
Yeah.
And
Wild Waves is so cold.
And
it's why the hot tub is always full.
So, and that was my dad's joke that the hot tubs weren't even hot.
Oh, that's hilarious.
He called them warm tubs.
Warm tubs, yeah.
So the hot tubs weren't hot. You were cold, and then one of my friends threw up.
Yes.
Processed cheese
on the
drive home.
Like the nacho cheese? Oh, yeah.
So she made my mom pull over, and we have like a van full of kids, and she was from youth group, and the other kids were from my high school, and they were like, what's happening? Or I guess middle school, what's happening? And then she like threw up on the side of the road.
Oh, you hate to...
That's how we ended the party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We had a good time.
Man.
Whatever. She
You never
want
to my friend Jonathan puked in my mom's car once. We were
she did not puke in the car, thankfully.
Yeah. And he didn't like he was a real quiet kid. He didn't say anything.
He held it in.
And we had just gone through and I had already puked. Like I had gotten mine out of the way. And we kind of
on a road trip.
This is on the way. He went to Crescent City with us. And it's Leslie and Lori in the front and then me and John in the back. And John's a quiet kid. I always got along with quiet kids, you know. And we're like out of the turns And we're just kind of sitting there quietly, and it's, and then he just goes, uh-oh. You know, the splat on the, and it just goes everywhere because he was like nervous to like tell someone to pull over.
Yeah.
And he was just like, hopefully I hold this in. And then you've got puke car.
Was it for a little sports car or something?
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a Ford Probe or something like that. And then, you know, it was only 11 more hours till we got home.
Well, I guess we did get them back because Gloria puked in the back of our van when we had a full van going up to Knott's Berry Farm.
Got back?
With Lori and Leslie.
Well, they were the victims of that scenario.
I'm saying we re-victimized them with our own children.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. Yeah. I mean, my parents had to deal with my puking so much.
From car sickness.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. And then they kept trying to take me out on the boat to go fishing with my grandpa in the ocean.
I mean, it's kind of like you just can't eat or drink.
No.
Until you get there.
Yeah, they...
Because our girls are like that, too.
I would be, like, hurling over the boat, like, the side of the boat, you know?
Yeah.
And then every time it would happen, someone would be like, well, that probably will attract some fish. I was like, is this why you're bringing me out here?
That's so mean.
My last birthday party was in middle school, I think 8th or 9th grade, somewhere around there. But I was doing joint parties with Janie Yu.
Yeah.
Me and Janie had similar, they were around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Janie was ASB president. I was ASB vice president.
Okay.
Janie,
wow, what a party to get invited to. A lot of chemistry.
Yeah, she later went to SPU. Cool nice. Kid. Janie was a cool kid. Janie and I got along pretty well. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty cool party to get invited to. We did it 2 years.
Nice.
We did 2 years at Sacoma Lanes.
Sacoma Lanes.
Right.
I forgot about
the bowling alley in Federal. No, no.
Why do they call it Sacoma? I don't know.
Sacoma.
I know.
Sacoma.
No. Listen, I'm just wondering why,
well,
you know, they called it that. That's all.
There's this, you know, it's so funny because the bowling alley is right next to the skating rink. So like the two things to do in Federal Way right there.
Mm-hmm.
Just bang, bang. You know, are we bowling or are we skating?
You're like, well, we'll decide in the parking lot.
We'll decide based on, is it league night? Okay, well, I guess we'll go over to Patterson's. Not Patterson's. Patterson's. Patterson's West. Home of Apollo Ono. His mug was all over the place there, you know, getting ready for speed skate. Here we go. Speed skate's coming up. Whew, couple skate.
The funniest thing about...
I don't think I ever had a couple skate. I bet you did. I bet you had some couple skates in your life.
The funny thing about a roller rink is the regulars.
Well,
because you come in like once every 2 years. And they're hey, we own this place.
I would say in late elementary school, middle school, once a month.
Yeah.
Like, that was a thing to do in Federal Way. You would go, I mean, it was one of the only things to do was...
Movie.
Well, like, when kids want to go do things. Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's always raining. You have limited, you know, too cold to go to Wild Waves because it's late June and it hasn't warmed up yet.
Yeah.
So we had, there was definitely a lot of birthday parties at Patterson's, though.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big spot, and when you could spring for the party room, but that's what my dad did. My dad sprung for the party room both times at Sacoma, and it was a good party, and it was kind of a little. I mean, yeah, it was a little bit of a to do. You know,
how many kids did you guys each get to invite?
I think we each invited 10.
Wow.
So a pretty big party, 2025, you know.
Oh, man.
It was, you wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you.
So you did a mixed, what's it called? Mixed couples or what?
Yeah.
I don't remember that funny word, but.
What? I don't know which word.
Mixed company.
Mixed company. There you go. It's the old Gaffigan bit.
I don't think I ever did a mixed company birthday
Gaffigan's
party.
Old bit is like, you hate mixing friends. He's like, you don't want to. He's like, well, I'm different around them than I am with you. I don't. They're like, why are you speaking in an English accent? So it was,
But I mean, like, guys and girls.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that at that age, you have to, right?
No, I'm just telling you that I stopped my parties before that
happened. Yeah. Well, because I will say you get to a certain age where they are, you wouldn't call them like birthday parties. They're more just kind of like parties. They're like an event that you're going to, you know. And Joel's in that kind of awkward transition. He hasn't really seen his friends in a year.
Yeah.
So he'd be like, how do I make the list? I don't know.
Yeah.
So do you think that he's gonna miss it? Do you think that he's just gonna be happy with his big gift and our family thing out? Do you think that he just has enough weird social stuff going on that it's not a priority to him? I mean, he's 14, he just got his braces back on, you know, he's got a lot going on. There's some, you know, there's some girl drama, there's all the stuff. Sure. You know.
Mm-hmm. See, I have a summer birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say no because it's just a busy time of the year.
Right.
Like you almost, I mean, if you have a summer birthday, like half your friends might be on vacation.
That's true. So, and then you get graduations and sporting events and tournaments and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So especially when it's your eighth grade graduation year.
Right.
I think it kind of gets lost in the shuffle. They're like, oh yeah, it's your birthday too.
Right, right. You do get to an age, even a glorious thing, where you're not really having parties. You're just kind of having like friends over for your birthday.
Yeah, you kind of decide, are we going to do an experience with like two kids?
Right.
Or are we going to just like a hangout with more kids?
That's true. Like we had talked about, this year was going to be the year that I would take Joel and a friend to like Six Flags.
Yeah.
Like that's like, okay, you know, that's a cool. It's just, I mean, Melissa, if there's one thing that I did not miss going to this year, it was little kids' birthday parties. I think we're done with those. Because we have old kids. Like, we'll throw Claire parties, but that's not a little kid party. She's going to be eight next time.
Actually, 7-8 is kind of the weird time where you're not sure if you can just drop them off.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, some parents know they can. They don't even ask.
Depends on the location.
They don't
and
even
the
ask.
Yeah.
First to drop off, last to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or they'll text you at pickup time and be like, so.
Right. I mean, it's a great feeling, though. A drop-off party. Peace. I'm out of here. I don't... Yeah, it is that weird age, but they're a lot of work, and you got to choose the theme and the location, and we got pretty good at them.
I'm happy to be phasing out of the birthday party years.
What do you like? Which one's harder for you? To plan one or attend one? Because I would, for me... Even though it's so much more work to plan one and execute one, I would still rather do that than attend one. I hate going to them.
I know. I like small talk, though.
You do.
So, but I am also getting tired of like the preschool toddler. Like, it's cute, but I'm also like very much over it after 14 years.
Oh, my. We've been in them so long. All, you know what I want
to
do
it's
now
exhausting
at them?
To just even. Go to one.
All I want to do, show up, give them some munchie mugs, and get out of there. Because that is the best thing that I can give them. Mm-hmm. And you know, honestly, they should, the serving, when you, the next birthday party that you're going to, no party bag, no gift.
Yeah.
Every kid walks in, you give them a munchie mug. That's theirs for the party.
Nice.
They hold that munchie for the duration of the party. All their snacks go in there, you know? So now
put some stickers on it.
If they can customize it, if they want, they can choose color because there's so many different variations.
That's
of different
the craft.
The craft is built in. You don't have to clean up. Here, guys, if you're not familiar with Munchie Mug, first off, about to change your birthday party game forever, all right? Munchie Mug is the single best spill-proof cup on the market. Unbelievable product. We love it. We have used them. We will continue to use them. We gift them constantly. And it's dishwasher safe. It's a great snack cup. Whatever you have that you don't want to spill, you know, Maybe it's some beans that you don't want to spill because everybody hates you don't want to spill the beans. And whatever it may be, this is it's all going to stay in there for you. And it's got a cool little fabric lid that feels pretty nice when you put your hand on.
It's nice for dishwasher a little safe, chunky toddler
made
hand.
Made in the USA. Free shipping on every order. And if you go to munchymug.com and use promo code don't make me, that's one word, no apostrophe, don't make me.
Mm-hmm.
Use promo code don't make me at munchymug.com. You're getting 25% off your entire order. Not per cup, entire order.
Nice.
One cup, 100 cups.
For that birthday party.
For that birthday party. That very, honestly, I would have brought it to Sacoma Lanes. Sacona. See, now I've messed it up.
No, it's right. Sacoma. You don't even need a goodie bag. You got your
Munchy Mug, everybody. Munchymug.com, promo code don't make me.
Mm-hmm.
25% off. I love that we're in the home stretch of them. I love that our kids are. Do you think Gloria's gonna her next one is 12 or so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think she's gonna want to do? What would you encourage her to do? Are you gonna do it like we did with Joel? We just kind of like feel it out. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I think she's gonna want to do a shopping thing with like a couple of girlfriends.
I think you're right.
I don't think we're gonna buy Gloria any more gifts. I think we're buying her gift cards and money so she can go shopping. That's her favorite thing in the world to do.
Right.
So.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah, it is. So,
but,
gear up.
Yeah, I mean, this for Joel, we're just doing one gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I think even moving forward, if it wasn't going to be that, it was just going to be a skateboard. You know, that kids get, it's like a trade-off. You're like, the shopping gets easier. But it gets more expensive.
Yep. That's what we say when we work the toy warehouse at Christmas. Like, little kid gifts, you know.
So easy, so
four
cheap.
Four or five, wrap them up.
Right.
Great. But the older kids cost a lot more. Yeah.
Do you think that we're going to, like, you know, because we're all kind of jaded on these, but, like, when we're, like, have grandkids, I bet we're going to love some grandkid parties. Do you see yourself volunteering to plan them?
I mean,
because Gloria's all stressed.
Yeah, I think
at the
Gloria,
salon.
Gloria's
all strung
her.
Out. She's got a bunch of clients.
Yeah,
she's killing, or maybe
mom.
She's like a personal shopper. She'd kill that.
Yeah.
Whatever she's going to go at. Gloria might be unemployed. Gloria might be vice president. I have no idea what Gloria's going to do. She is an impossible to predict child, but she's going to be stressed. And she's got, and her kiddo.
Yeah.
Liam. Liam, he's
gonna already have an iPhone. We know that.
Yeah, they're gonna be born with them. They're gonna give them at the hospital.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is your COVID vaccine actually evolves into an iPhone that's just in your forearm now.
Yeah.
Very helpful. Mm-hmm. I would take it all day long. But you would be like, all right, we got it at our rental here in San Diego.
Yeah, I would be happy to help. Yeah.
Would you be happy to raise Liam?
No. Absolutely not. That's why the next decade or two are so important.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's why we have to still give them good birthday parties. You guys shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and let us know. Let us know about your last birthday party. Did anyone, did it linger too long? Did you have one?
Did you have one that no one came to and you're like, I should have stopped.
I think the trick-or-treating comparison is a very accurate one where you're like, ugh. And another question is when do you restart them?
Oh, gosh.
I think it's 21, probably.
Probably.
I think you kind of take like 8 years off and then you go and party on or have a 21st birthday or what did we do on our 21st birthdays? Celebrate our second year of marriage. Was it the Matador?
We did go to a couple concerts around those years.
What was the Matador night? That was my 21st birthday.
We went to one bar with your sister. Yes.
But that couldn't have been it though because she would have paid for that's a famous story
no,
with my
that
sister.
Was her birthday.
That was her birthday. And just ran up a pretty high tab. And I have no regrets because we were pretty broke at the time. And we're like, okay, you just took three
Well,
shots.
We had like never been, we'd been to like one bar
That's
once.
True. We had no idea what a drinking bill could look like.
No idea.
I couldn't love my sister more. There are so many I don't see her a lot, and but the time that we do spend together, there's a couple very funny embellished drinking stories about how much her tab was at the Matador and how many IPAs she had on a one-day trip to Coos Bay
for a funeral.
Oh, it's yes. pretty funny. Okay, mm-hmm. So let's get to some emails, everybody. I want to hear all your emails on that stuff, on your take on the birthday parties.
I almost made it to one of your bowling parties, and I'm offended.
You know what? You wouldn't have come. I could barely get you to come to my homecoming. So, all right, here we go. We've got one, two.
I made it to your 16th. Birthday party. 17.
I was 16 when we met. I did not have 17th birthday party.
I got you that pie for your 17th.
Yeah, but that wasn't
birthday.
A birthday party.
I'm just thinking out loud, Dustin.
Okay.
It's a party to me.
Well, yeah. You want a pie eating contest?
I brought the dessert.
Yeah.
There we go.
No, you just gave me a pie. You didn't bring a dessert anywhere. It was wonderful.
Well, it was youth group.
Yeah.
That was a party.
Every week at the Lighthouse Cafe. Italian sodas, anybody?
Italian sodas.
Riveting game of hearts.
Volleyball in the gym.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's do a couple emails here. Mm-hmm. This one is from Jamie. Jamie's a friend of the pod. We know Jamie real well. Subject.
Speaking of youth group.
First day of school. Speaking of youth group. Hey, Dustin and Melissa. What's up, guys? Today is day two of in-person learning. The school district I work for is doing roomies and zoomies.
Yes, we have the same terms.
Okay.
In those... our kids' middle school.
Oh, man. Yep. That sounds problematic. Though someone must have thought that was sketchy, so they changed it to Roomers and Zoomers. What it is, is a cutesy name for a special breed of hell. Concurrent teaching. Yes. Jamie mm-hmm. is a teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful to see kids. It's been very quiet in the school, minus the random Friday parkour hour last week. I had neighborhood kids running on the roof of my classroom, which, to be honest, could have been high school Dustin. Jamie's known me for a while. I would have totally done that.
Yes.
The teacher I work for is working remotely, and I am in person with the kids. If you're curious how good it's going doing roomies and zoomies with deaf and hard of hearing kids who don't all use sign language and have to wear masks, reading goes both ways when kids are still learning speech. Yesterday, my student and I just sat there saying what back and forth. It's a real struggle. The first period social studies teacher audio went crazy and he sounded like a screaming robot. I also get to help with entry and dismissal. My job is to make sure kids don't get hit by buses and are standing on their purple circles. The school looks like a huge game of boring Twister. Your only option is purple. There yes. are dots everywhere. All this crazy aside, I love my job and my students. The pay is garbage, but it is the best job I've ever had. I feel like I'm doing something that really matters. I work with the best team and our kids really like us. Since I don't have kids of my own, I think God in his kindness gave me middle schoolers. Who knew I'd love this angsty group so much? Listen to you guys as I cut through the Tacoma Tide Flats and fetch
yes.
away what's the sun shining in the Tacoma aroma was just warming up. New fact, there is a rendering plant that smells like hot, wet dog food, an outhouse by seafood restaurant, ooh. And dead bodies. Nice. It was, quote, accidentally pumping out the bad smells. They, quote, fixed it, but I swear it's just as awful. When you cross the Puyallup River in September, roll down your window and do a big sniff and see if my description was accurate. Miss you guys. Hopefully back to school is going well for your kids. Love, Jamie. That was a nice email, Jamie.
Nice,
thank
Jamie.
You for your service.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. For being a great mm-hmm. backseater. This one is whew. From Isaac, who is a patron. Mm-hmm. Subject, my take on Mother's Day gifts and then some. Dear Dustin, Melissa, and of course, Stephen, out there somewhere, Stephen. Hey, guys. Love the podcast. I've been a fan and follower since you plugged the pod on Tim Honkin's podcast, and you guys make me laugh every time I listen to it, and it gets through the day. I love the Zoom call and can't wait for the next one in May. Nice, woo. Isaac. Don't worry, I'll be there on time. And wow, the reason for this email is Mother's Day. Yeah, Isaac showed up late and had just finished some volleyball.
No problem.
So, yeah.
Show up late, show up early.
Now, because I have four older sisters, they usually handle the logistics of buying the gift. Me and my brother will have our input, but for the most part, we usually just tell them to send us the bill. We love our mom, I promise. For the most part, though, we usually would get her more unique jewelry or some item of clothing, like a Seahawks jersey or cardigan.
Nice.
You know, moms.
They like the Seahawks cardigans.
Yeah, yeah. I've been trying to get you to wear sports gear for years, you know. as kids, we would do the coupons for whatever she wanted. Classic. Yes. In hindsight, we should have just done the chores and come up with better gift ideas. That is hilarious. In short, I think that buying a gift for Mother's Day, and honestly, whenever you buy a gift for a woman, should be catered to what she likes. That could be an experience, like a trip, two trips to Europe, or jewelry and clothing, or just giving her time to do something she wants to do. My ex was a huge Star Wars fan, as am I, and I bought her a Darth Vader cocoa mug with some flowers and chocolate for Valentine's Day. Little different scenario, but I feel like it helps paint a picture for my point.
This is good.
I feel like this is too long, but hopefully I'll get in. It'll get into the podcast. It did. Thanks again for the little shout out. Love you guys and God bless, Isaac. P.S. Steven, I miss you. You're definitely in my top three out of everyone in the podcast.
Yes. I mean, maybe we'll send Steven the Zoom link for the Patreon.
Yeah. Oh man, huh? He just had his second hip surgery.
I know. Steven's been through the ringer. This guy.
I texted him. I don't think you're going to get this reference. I texted him today and I said, like, there's a character in Mortal Kombat named Jax who has two metal arms. And I was like, are you Jax but with hips? You're the Jax of hips.
He's beating Don.
Yes.
To the second. Oh my gosh. Surgery.
Yeah. Don and Steven are just killing on the surgeries.
Yeah.
Okay. Last email here. This is from Josh.
Okay.
And the subject is Mother's Day podcast. Hey, Dustin / front seater / driver. Not sure how to formally address you.
Okay.
Just wanted to say that I love the podcast and it's been great having something to look forward to in the comedy world with you being active during this time when some performers seem to be dormant. That was not me.
Dormant.
I was, if there's one thing that I have not been, it was dormant.
That's right.
Anxious, panicky.
Yes.
Making content out of an overwhelming sense of fear and doom.
Yes.
Dormant?
No.
I loved you and Melissa's conversation about Mother's Day, but those conversations always make me laugh because my wife is 100% a practical gift person. This is like Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as though the less sentimental thought I put into the gift, the better.
Yeah.
Which can be a challenge because I thrive on giving thoughtful gifts. Buying new whisks or slotted spoons
with
received better than something sentimental, which makes it easy, but I almost need to shut off my thoughtful brain and dumb it down to total practicality. Anyway, this is me getting you a vacuum for Valentine's
Day.
Yeah, you know. Anyways, I appreciate your show and your comedy, and I'm hoping to catch you on tour when you're out this way in Pennsylvania. You better, Josh. That's a Wednesday, and if, as I did in my Instagram stories earlier this week, people are like, "Oh, you're out on a school night." That's because what clubs view me as is a school night headliner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to come see me on Friday, Saturdays, you have to come see me on Wednesdays and Sundays and Tuesdays in Buffalo.
We're all paying the dues.
So that I can get the full weekends. That's very funny, Josh. And I think that's very true. And I think that Josh, is a good example of what my overarching take on marriages and relationships in general is. Don't compare to other people. Just know your person.
Yeah.
If your wife wants a practical gift, get her a practical gift. My wife doesn't want any gift. But I get her some, and then I get you something, and then you're glad that I got it. But if you were, if I'd be like, what do you want? You'd be like, I can't even think about that right now. How dare you ask me?
I'm insulted.
How dare you ask me what you think I can think about that right now?
I got to throw a birthday party for my 14-year-old.
All right. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much for the emails. Emails at don'tmakemecomeback@gmail.com. You guys are the best. Thank you so much, everybody, for being such great listeners.
All right. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. That's Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Donna Lemley, Brandy and Robert Reeves, Dave Hoagland, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farrah Journey, Dave Cox, and Isaac Taran. Thank you guys so much for your support of the podcast.